The energy industry deconstructed.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We'll get earnings reports this morning from two huge energy companies, Baker Hughes and Schlumberger. Now, those names may not be as well known as companies like BP or Chevron, but as Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports, they play a key role in oil and gas production.
One reason it's a challenging time for energy companies is obvious. The global economic slowdown means lower oil demand, lower prices, lower profits. So energy companies are choosing to drill only the wells that'll give the highest returns. Barbara Shook at the Energy Intelligence Group says they're looking for easy targets.
These probably are going to be less complicated than some wells that they might have drilled when prices were higher.
And less complicated wells mean less work and less money for oil service companies like Baker Hughes and Schlumberger. Plus, big oil companies are squeezing them for cheaper contracts. It seems like all this might lower your gas prices. Veteran oil industry economist Philip Verlager doesn't think so.
This has almost no impact on the consumer. It's a transfer of money between the people producing the oil and the contractors that are developing it for the producers.
So don't expect the savings to get passed on to you. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
Record high prices for corn and soybeans turned into new record highs yesterday as the drought that's plaguing farms across the Midwest continued to weigh on the markets. And now it's expected that a record number of farmers will file insurance claims this year. Economist Bruce Babcock at Iowa State University says that could leave taxpayers on the hook for billions because a lot of crop insurance is federally backed.
As those losses get deeper and more severe, like they're going to this year with the drought, then taxpayers take on a bigger share and the private sector takes on a smaller share. So until eventually the taxpayer takes on all the losses and the private companies take on none of the losses.
According to the latest figures, 85% of the nation's planted acres are insured compared with just 75% a decade ago. And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning, down more than 1% in Tokyo, up 0.1% in Frankfurt, down 0.2% in London. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow tacked on 34 points to close at 12,943.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to FreakonomicsRadio.com.
Tomorrow marks 2 years since the Dodd-Frank financial reform law was enacted. And a poll out this week from Lake Research Partners finds 3 out of 4 voters favor the law. You probably won't get the same opinion on Wall Street, where there's been a lot of grousing about the new regulations. But right now, we are going to go far away from Wall Street for a totally different take on the challenges of adjusting to new rules.
Hey, guys, come on in. Don't mind him. I'll put him, say hello. I'll put him in the basement. All right, come on, Rocky.
That's Steve Arinick, a baseball umpire in Bloomfield, New Jersey. I stopped by his house earlier this week for an interview in his backyard, and I started by asking him to tell me about a new rule that he has had to adjust to.
Well, one of the primary rule changes, and the one that was very significant, was in high school baseball, they switched the standards for bats. So essentially, all the bats had to be replaced this year.
All the bats?
All the bats. Now, the whole idea behind it is that the new bat standards are supposed to make bats more comparable in performance to wooden bats.
Because a lot of people are using metal bats now.
Yeah, they still are, but now there's another type of certification that have to be tested and approved, something that's called a BB Corps standard. That's a batted ball coefficient of restitution.
That sounds positively Wall Street.
Well, what it is, it's primarily a safety issue. You know, I have had a couple instances when pitchers have been struck with line drives in the head, which could be very
bad. Yeah, not a good thing.
To say the least.
So with this new standard, who makes this standard?
Okay, this is what's called the National Federation of High Schools that set national standards.
And they decided to do this for safety
reasons. Well, they write the rule book.
How often are they updating this rule book?
They update it every year.
And are there new standards like this every single year? Or sometimes do they say, you know what, the rules are fine for now?
No, they never do that. They always change something. The NCAA went to a two-year change cycle now where the rules only change every other year.
Have you ever had a rule change that has bothered you?
No, not really. It's that would be similar to like a police officer saying that, well, if there's ever been a law that you don't like. There are some that I don't think are particularly necessary, but that's not really something that I would be involved in.
Are there lobbyists who go before the board and say, we don't like this rule change?
You know, I don't know. At the national level, I would assume, yes. You know, if there's something that you feel strongly about, I'm sure that they can be approached and you could write them a letter or possibly speak to them.
Well, how easy is it for you on the ground to adjust to the rules?
Well, actually, it's fairly easy. You're required to, once you're certified to do, for example, high school baseball, you're required to go to a minimum of 3 meetings every year, and the rules changes are discussed. So basically, you have to be made aware of what the changes are and then also how these changes are going to be interpreted.
Now, you used to work in finance.
Yes, that's true. I used to work on Wall Street.
What'd you do?
I was a business analyst for a securities firm.
Do you see any similarity between what you're having to deal with rule changes and what Wall Street is having to deal with?
Well, yes. I guess on some level it's similar in the sense that rules change, laws change. You have to comply with them. And before you can comply with them, you really have to understand them. It's probably more analogous to a police officer on the street.
What you're doing now.
Yeah. Where you have a set of rules that have to be applied, in real life.
Now, it's 106 degrees outside
yes,
today.
Yes, it is.
Do they have rules about how hot it can be for baseball players to play on the field?
No. In my 20-plus years, I've actually only had one game canceled because of the heat some years ago.
Maybe it's time for a new rule.
Well, it's a summer. It's a summer sport. And if you don't like summer sports, you could always get involved in something like football.
Steve Arenik is an umpire here in Bloomfield, New Jersey. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you, Jeremy.
And finally, last week we told you about the collapse of Peregrine Financial Group, which filed for bankruptcy and faces charges of fraud. Well, the FBI has seized some assets from Peregrine, and among them are silver SpongeBob SquarePants coins. Turns out Peregrine sold 4 coin sets for $259 each. According to reports, each coin shows a character from the Nickelodeon program and includes the inscription, "In SpongeBob, We Trust." In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.